What kind of music would you listen to in Trinidad, Carla?
Okay, well, we listen to a lot of American music, but we also have our own, obviously not really traditional music, but our own indigenous music. For example, we have something called soca. It's very much high pace, and usually the lyrics don't have any sense, in that usually it would just encourage listeners to dance. Yeah, it's just for dancing purposes. Mm. We also have calypso, which tends to be a sort of social commentary. For example, if there's a problem in the government, the singers would write a song about that. And a lot of times the songs are quite controversial. They would say things that maybe people in the government might not agree with.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everybody likes it. We also have something called chutney, which is a music that, again, has Indian influences. In general, the singers would sing in English, but most of the time there would be words in Hindi, or entire verses in Hindi, or sometimes the entire song would be in Hindi. And the music itself would be sort of Indian mixed with African.
That's called chutney?
Chutney.
I've never even heard of that. But it's so funny, actually, because we were just talking about food, and chutney is actually like kind of a sauce or a pickle as well. And, I mean, also you've got, as I say, as you said, you've got American songs and things like that. Do you play any instruments yourself? Do you make any music yourself?
No.